All right. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of the Cigar Guys podcast. We are back in the studio and we have a few special guests with us. We have obviously Jared.
I'm here.
He's always here. We have Denny as well joining us. Don't worry. I got you.
Welcome, Denny.
And then we have, if you listen very carefully, we are actually joined by an interdimensional being. These are the ones confirmed by the government. His name is Jason. And Jason, if you're here, please go ahead and communicate with us.
Am I supposed to be Jason?
You're going to be Jason, unless you want to be, you know, the other name.
I can be the other name.
Okay, yeah. Josh. I wasn't sure. I forgot to ask you that. So Josh, the interdimensional alien, is here. He's going to be speaking to us off camera. We can only hear him. We don't have the technology to see him. So that's what we're going to do for this episode. Mark is also here and he's invisible. And he'll start talking when he feels like it. But we are going to be doing something a little different this episode. We're going to be talking about sports. Many of you have requested that we talk about some sports more often. So that's what we're going to do. And Mark is rude as hell interrupting.
Speak of the devil. Mark is here.
What's up, Mark? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Mark. This is real Mark, by the way. You know, not M-A-R-C. It's like, you know, the real Mark.
And then you bring your own cigars?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You owe me one of those. Okay. Anyway.
There he is.
So Danny and Josh are here. We're going to talk about football more. I think we're going to talk more about football this segment.
More about football. We believe that the American public most interested in football. People are pretty much counting down the days until football season.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Baseball may be the American pastime, but football is definitely the American
the interest. Yes.
Present time.
Absolutely. Real quick. I'm smoking the Julius Caesar, gifted to me by Denny. Appreciate that.
Got it.
And then the two, let's see, Jared and Denny are smoking the Basa cigar. Denny's smoking it for the first time. He's enjoying it very, very much. And Mark stole one of my United cigars.
It's really your first time smoking a Basa?
It is.
I like it so far.
Yeah, don't judge. I like it a lot.
And what are you smoking, Josh?
I busted out the CAO session for this.
Very nice. That is session. A good smoke. And all right, so we're just going to get right into it. I have no idea who your favorite football team is, actually.
Right?
Yeah, no idea. I don't let's see if the audience can guess.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, we'll see. Patriots.
It's a good team.
They used to be Patriots. Used to be a good team. Yeah. Right. I hear about it all the time. Yeah. All the time. At least I'm not a Giants fan. Ask him who his favorite team is.
Are you a Giants fan?
What, because you would have actually won two Super Bowls instead of lost two?
We won six, though.
I would say a bunch, yeah.
I mean, but we won two against them.
Right, I know.
Aren't you a Giants fan?
They did have 18 wins Patriots that one fan. Year.
Yeah, I like it, man. Great.
Actually, it's a funny story. I'm a Patriots fan because when I was a kid, when the Patriots first faced the Giants, my uncle Joe was taking us to a Super Bowl party. So as he's driving there, he turns around, he's like, who you guys rooting for? My cousin Zephyr goes, the Patriots. And I was like, yeah, me too. And that's how I became a fan.
Good. Smart
so
man.
So groupthink. Groupthink.
Group thought, yeah.
Yep. Mark's very into the groupthink.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
So we wanted to go over the over-under wins totals for each team this year. Vegas sets the line every year. And you get to bet whether over or under. We want to kind of dispute or agree on what they have here for the odds.
Okay. So you're going to run us through that?
We could run, that way you get every team involved. I mean, we could start with the first team if you want.
Yeah, we'll just go right down the list.
All right. So the Patriots are truly America's team. But we'll start with what they call America's team, Dallas. Right? What are your thoughts, Josh?
Who?
Dallas
Cowboys.
Dallas Cowboys are at the top of the list here.
Yeah.
For obvious reasons.
Yeah, yeah.
It's your year this year.
Right? I think it's the
every year's a year.
Every year's their year, right?
Yeah.
So why are they at 9.5 wins?
I just think there's always off-season turmoil with everybody. You didn't know at the end of the season last year whether or not, you know, they were going to bring McCarthy back. They were talking about his job halfway through the year. there's always drama involved when your GM is your owner.
Right, right, right. So 9.5 wins, that's barely a playoff team. What do you think? Do you think it's over or do you think it's under?
I'm going to go over on that one.
Interesting.
They have the talent. They got, you know, they
like
they,
every year. Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
They have the talent. And
but this year is better.
This year's much better.
This year's their year.
This is their year. This is their year.
For the audience, though, how do you have 9.5 wins? Where does the half come from?
Well, that's how they do for betting. So there's no push. Okay. That way you're either, if you go 10, you win. If you go over, they 10 or more.
So you round up?
You round up, right?
You want to explain what a push is?
A push means a tie. So if you were to have them at 9 wins, mm-hmm. and you were to gamble, let's say, $20 to win 20, but they won 9, you just would get your $20 back, and it's like it never happened.
Now, if you were putting that bet in with the bookie keeps the juice.
Well, I wouldn't know anything Damn about bookies.
So you're going over.
What do you think?
So I want to say over.
Right.
And part of that is because, you know, my dad's a Dallas Cowboys fan. He's one of those guys. So I'm going to go over this time, mm-hmm. me personally. But I watched some of the season or some of the games from last season. I think that they're coming up a little better.
Right.
Not super confident, but I'm going to go ahead
and there
over.
Are 17 games now instead of 16.
Yeah.
Which makes it more of a likelihood. I'd have to agree with you guys.
See, if they had that 17th game, then they would have won last year.
See, I'd have to. So I'm going to agree. I'm going to say 10 wins. 10-7 for Dallas.
Okay. There you go.
Very nice.
You in agreement on that?
You guys agree with that? Sure.
Sure, yeah. Right.
You guys are good?
Groupthink.
Mark's just going to be like the easiest one. Yeah, yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. So the next team they have is the Steelers, another team that's pretty popular. And
another team with 6 Super Bowls.
Yeah.
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 So they have 8.5 as the over-under.
Okay.
They have a second-year quarterback who was put in the middle of the season last year. They believe that they're going to have a chance at the Super Bowl this year with a young quarterback and a young team. Now, it's all about health, and they play in a very tough division. Do we agree on that?
I absolutely agree, and I'm going to go under on that.
You're going to go under on 8.5 wins?
I'm going to go under on 8.5.
In a 17-game season?
Yeah, I am. I think that...
Is that because you don't like them?
It has nothing to do with that. Yeah. I just think that Ben Roethlisberger, they were riding Ben Roethlisberger for so long, and he was the one that carried them to victory. And until they're able to replace him, I just don't see them.
But, dude, they got Mike Tomlin.
I know. He's a great coach. He's a great man, great mentor. I'm going under.
Okay, I'm going over. I think they're going to win 11 games.
They have 8 wins and how many losses?
So if you win 8 wins, you go 8-9.
So that's just basic math.
Basic math.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, it's okay.
I'm going to go over. I don't know if they go 10, though. I'm thinking like 9.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We should keep track of this and see who's right at the end of the year.
So I'll tally it up at the end.
At the end? Okay. Yeah. What about the Jacksonville Jaguars?
At 9.5?
They came in strong last year. They went 8-3 down the stretch.
That's one of the teams that I watch. I watch all the Florida teams just because, you know, Florida.
Yeah.
So I watch them and the Bucks and the Cowboys the most. Out of those teams. Out of all the teams.
Okay.
So those are the teams I follow.
So they're at 9.5. Mm. Thoughts on that? That's, you know, what did they win last year? 9? They went 9-8, and they won their division. So they got a piss poor division.
Yeah.
Real bad.
I think.
The expectations are lofty.
They said 9.5 is what?
9.5. That means they have to win 10 if you go over.
I don't know if they can win 10.
Over.
Over.
I'm going to go over too.
Oh. Why is that?
He just seems so confident with it.
ABC, always be confident.
I'm going to go under. I think it's going to be 7.
7
wins.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so I say barely under at 9-8. I think they repeat last year.
I think they win 11 games. Whoa. I think Doug Peterson showed in Philly what he could do. I mean, you also got to figure he won the Super Bowl with a backup quarterback. They've made some moves on defense.
Is that another knock at the Patriots? It's another knock at the Patriots.
Sounds like it.
They want a backup quarterback against the Patriots. Anyway, continue.
It's not a knock at the Patriots.
Bill Belichick is the greatest coach of all time, period.
Okay, good. Good. Yeah, I like that.
But, you know, like you said, they're in a weaker division. I think Trevor Lawrence, I liked Trevor Lawrence when he came out. I have a friend of mine, I have a few friends of mine actually, you know, drilling up in Jacksonville that are diehard Jags fans. I like Trevor Lawrence. I like Doug Peterson. I think I like what they do this year. And they should have beat the Eagles last year. So, you know, okay. I think that a few of those games that they probably should have won last year, I think they win those this year.
Should have, would have, could have.
But they didn't.
Game of inches.
All right. So how about the 49ers? They're at 10.5. Remember, they got that, was he rookie last
Brock
year?
Purdy.
Brock Purdy. Can he do it again?
49ers usually pull through, I feel like, for the most part.
That's a really tough one to call.
So 11-6 they have to go if they go over.
I think they could do 11.
Think they can do
11? I think they could, yeah.
Okay.
Well, if you look at the rest of their division, right, the Rams have had back-to-back fire sales. You know, they were all in
right
a couple years ago when they won the Super Bowl, and since then they've been selling a lot. You have the Cardinals. The Cardinals have just been, you know, I don't have a lot of faith in them either.
No, I don't either.
The Seahawks.
I like the Seahawks.
They could go either way. You know, losing Jimmy G, I know a lot of people didn't put a lot of stock in him, but losing him, you know, he was able to help them out when Brock Purdy went down. I'm going to go under on them.
Under at 10.5.
Under at 10.5.
Okay. I'm going to go over 11.
You said they lost Jimmy G. Where'd he go? What team?
The Raiders.
Right across the bay.
Yeah. He went to the Raiders. Coach of the Raiders was his offensive coordinator with the Patriots at one point. So he wants to feel comfortable, I guess. Next one is Seattle. 8.5. Now, they were 9-8 last year. Everyone thought they were going, what, 4-13?
Yeah.
Can they do it again? They're in that division you were talking about with the 49ers.
Sure. What do you think about Geno? Is he going to be the guy? It seems like he finally found a scheme that...
Well, his contract is broken down, the incentive laden, if you looked at it. So I think, yes. I think over, for me, I think they're going to win 9 games.
I'm going to agree with you on that one. I'm going to go over on Seattle.
I think you said they did 8 last year, right?
They went 9 last year.
9 last
nine
year.
9-8. Made the playoffs. See,
yeah. I think they could go over.
Think they go over?
I think they go.
Have you seen that DK Metcalf guy on their team?
Yeah.
He's a freak.
Yeah. They've always had, like, for the most part, they've always had some good talent on their team. I think that they had a rough patch, but I think that this might be the start of their comeback.
Okay.
And then everybody knows that's one of the toughest stadiums to play in with the 12th man.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, it's going to be a lot tougher to play there when your team's doing well. So if your team is tanking it, then not so much. But,
right,
you know, that's it's true. Tough to play there. So
yeah, who wants to go to Seattle anyway?
Yeah, really.
Sorry.
I do not. I don't, sorry, guys.
Sorry, guys.
Those
sorry,
of you live in Seattle, just not a fan.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm yeah. just not. Yeah.
For all you fans of the TV show Portlandia, we're sorry. I know it's a different city, but everybody knows it's the same city.
Yeah, same city, different location.
Same vibe.
Speaking of a city I don't want to go to, Buffalo. Sorry about that, too. 10.5 wins over under. I believe they won 12 last year and 13 the year before.
I would say the Bills could go over.
Yeah, I'd say over too.
I'd say that's a obvious over.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't have a local.
Josh, your thoughts.
Do we have a local here in Sanford? Do we have a local here in Sanford that
yeah, Gabe Davis. He
Gabe
went
Davis?
To Seminole
yeah.
High School.
Oh,
he
actually,
yeah. He actually smokes too.
He actually smokes at Corona.
Awesome. Just a plug about him though. He
awesome.
I know firsthand what he does for this community. He is all over the place. Like he's building his own training facility in Winter Park.
Amazing.
He's got a bunch of people buying in. He gives to Seminole High. He donates to the field. Like I don't even know if I should be putting him on blast because it may be one of them like not letting the left hand know what the right hand does type of things. Maybe he's the type of guy where maybe he doesn't want everybody knowing it, but he, you know, he's just such a good guy and he does so much for the community.
All positive. Sounds good.
Yeah. Super positive guy. With that being said, I'm going under.
Damn.
And here's why.
Sorry, Gabe.
And here's why I'm going to go under. And there are a lot of people that go to our high school, like staff members, students that are Bills fans just because of him. But I'm going to go under because I think Brian Daboll had a lot bigger impact on Josh Allen than people are realizing. I think last year some people started to take notice of it. They started to see how, you know, Danny Dimes was playing a little better last year, and they noticed.
Who's Danny Dimes? So we know
Danny Jones for the New York Football.
Okay,
Jones.
Gotcha.
So I'm gonna go under on that.
All right. So what about Kansas City at 11.5?
I think that's a bit high for this.
Really?
I think so. Yeah. They've been doing really good, but
these 11? Are all a crapshoot because if someone gets hurt,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
If Mahomes goes down, they're 6-win
yeah.
team.
Yeah. I'm gonna go over on that. I think Andy Reid is, if he's not the best coach in the league right now,
he's definitely the best eater.
Definitely. Well, I mean, again, I gotta plug Brian Daboll again because pretty big man, redhead too.
But did you know that Andy Reid ate through a stomach staple surgery? Did you know that he had that and it didn't work?
Like, what does that mean? He ate the surgeon? Like, what exactly does
he
that
ate
mean?
Right through it. Somehow he busted those staples open and just kept eating.
That boy was hungry.
He was.
That's what you call determination. And for that reason, over. When you have a coach that's that determined, I'm going over. Because supposedly, when you get those staples, it gets you to the point where, like, if you try to eat over it, it makes you puke. So yeah. The fact that he weathered the storm and
he kept it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He felt it coming up. He ate more.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, the torchbearer is now Patty Mahomes. Patty Mahomes is a true generational talent, I believe, above and beyond everybody else in the league. You have a lot of really good quarterbacks in the league.
Right, yeah, you're right about that.
But Patrick Mahomes is he is Tom Brady right now.
Yeah. Calling it right now, injured midseason, they're done.
I mean, that's
He's like Michael Jordan, right? Like every year, he should be the MVP. Yeah. Do we agree on that?
Yeah.
No team has more lenient on one guy.
Yeah, but because his wife and his brother are so annoying, I'm going under.
That was also why I was going under. Yeah. That was part of the reason.
Right. That's a little good personal. Rationale.
Yeah,
over
yeah.
There.
Thank you.
It was a little personal, but I'm also calling
like
the injury.
I like that. Does anyone really care about the Vikings next? Does anyone care?
Under.
Their team?
8.5 wins with Kirk.
Oh, under.
Under?
Under, yeah.
I think that's a little. I think
did
that's
you know
actually.
They were 13-4 last year?
Yeah, not this year.
Not this year, guys.
And that's the problem. Is I think even going into the Giant game last year, giving the Giants the first playoff win in something like 10 or 11 years, I think a lot of people did say that a lot of their wins were suspect wins.
The Giants, right?
Well,
oh no, sorry, the Vikings. I'm sorry,
the Patriots actually.
Yeah. We didn't win that much.
We didn't win anything to be. Yeah, you guys didn't win anything to be suspect. I think it's tough to say a 13-win team is going to only win 8 wins the next year. I think Kirk Cousins is a better than mid quarterback, slightly better than mid quarterback.
Absolutely,
I think he's an underrated quarterback.
He's a rich one though.
I'm gonna go over just because I think Cousins is a better quarterback than he gets credit for, and I don't think a 13 win team is gonna win.
I think that's a bad division, so I'm gonna go over.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So next we have the Chargers. They just signed Herbert to the largest contract in NFL history, and they are at only 9.5, but they play in Kansas City's division.
And what was the contract?
The contract was 5 years, $262.5 million.
Incredible.
Damn. And he's 25.
262.5.
Yes. The half counts.
The half does count.
Sure does. That'll be his charity money.
So I'm going to go over for them. Mainly too, because I went under for Kansas City.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody's got to beat Kansas City, right?
Exactly.
I'm going to go over, too. I think that they have too many weapons. I think that their coach's job is definitely on the line. He fired all his staff to keep his job.
So this is like last-ditch effort.
Last-ditch
effort. Tons of motivation.
Yep. And I'm going over. Josh, your thoughts?
I'm going under just because they're in Kansas City's division.
I thought you were going to say just because I was going over.
Just because I want to be contrarian with a Patriot fan, I'm going under.
Yeah, right. Now get to your comment and how it pertains to the Giants.
I'm going to go under. I don't think Herbert's that good of a quarterback either.
What?
I don't think he is that good. I think he's. I don't think he's a 200. I don't think he's the highest paid player in the NFL ever. Quarterback.
Well, for now he is. Yeah. I mean,
but is he that good though? Is what I'm saying.
We have yet to see. He's played 3 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on, I don't understand this one. I think this team isn't very good, but Atlanta, 8.5. Can you name anyone besides on Atlanta, like Desmond Ridder, to our fans out there? He's a second-year quarterback out of Cincinnati.
I mean, we should know more about him because our neighbors to the north, but
yeah.
Again, I'm with you.
Oh, Desmond Ridder, I know. Oh, yeah, I got his poster. Yeah. That's right, I forgot. Yeah, that's right.
Support local brands.
What do you guys think?
Which, in case you didn't know, many of us right now are smoking Bessus cigars, Sanford grown.
Excellent smoke, by the way.
Yep, and you can buy it at BessusCigar.com. That's BESA cigar.com.
Back to the question.
Now that we're done with the plug.
Under.
Under 8.5.
I'm going under 8. Well,
ooh.
I'm going to go under. The only trepidation I have is because it's such a horrible division. Like, they get to play.
Who's in that? Carolina?
Carolina, the Saints, and Tampa Bay.
Saints are winning that division. They're going to lose both to the Saints.
Yeah, I'm still going to go under.
I'm going under, too.
Yeah, I'll go under.
All right, here's everybody's favorite team. And, a lot of people, they're talking about how it's the breakout year for their quarterback. And last year they just flat out sucked as the Bears. And I still think they suck. 7.5 wins.
That's the wager?
7.5. They were 3-14 last year.
Ooh, yeah.
It's like the lower the line, the easier it is to go over, and the higher the line, the easier it is to go under. This one here, I'm going under.
I was going to say the same thing.
Okay. I'm going to go way under.
I'm going to go under too.
I'm going to go with 5 wins this year for them. 5-12. Right? Even though that division is, they'll get swept by the Vikings and the Lions.
And what are the Packers are still unproven too.
Yeah, we'll get to them. Yeah.
So I'm still going under.
So how about Detroit? They're in that division. 9.5 wins. They won nine last year, right?
I think just if you look at history, there's like a group of teams where it's just easy to say under. And, the Jets, the Browns, and the Lions. And if somebody out there is a fan of those teams, just give me a call. I want to be friends with you because I know that you're loyal. Because, to admit that you're a fan of those teams, you're admitting that you're a loyal person. Because they have
such a backhanded compliment.
It is a backhanded compliment.
Well,
but
you know what?
Yeah.
You know what? They could just be a fan for a few weeks, keep the tag in, and return the shirt.
True.
You know?
But I'm going under on them at 9.5 because it's Detroit. They had a decent year last year, but.
And now under. People are out for them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going under too. I say 9 wins at 9.5. It's still under. Right? Okay, good. All right. Now, I got to be careful on this one. My wife's a Green Bay Packer fan. She's from Wisconsin. So 7.5 wins. When was the last time the Packers were that low?
I started forgetting they were a team, honestly.
What's that?
Wait, I started forgetting that they were a team.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually visited Green Bay this year. I went up there. I went to the stadium. Absolutely beautiful. Love the franchise. Love everything about it. Just besides the Patriots, I really, really like them. And for that reason, I'm going under.
they had a good run. I think, what did you say it was?
7.5. Can you name their quarterback?
No, I can't.
See,
honestly.
Right. Yeah. Can any of us? No, I mean, I can and Josh can. But the guy sat
Since Aaron Rodgers, like,
yeah,
I can't tell you. I honestly can't tell you.
That was only 4 months ago.
Yeah.
That Rodgers left.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going under on that one, too.
Yeah.
I think that, Jordan Love is unproven. Aaron Rodgers is the one that really carried them to most of their success over the last several years. Obviously, Favre before them. I think with the unproven quarterback, I'm going to go under on it.
Is there time to step back? maybe we'll revisit them in the future.
Yeah. Yeah. And, yeah. you know, they can milk all the cows up there and just stay busy. Because it's in the middle of nowhere. It's a 2-hour drive from Milwaukee. Nowhere. And it's up and it's up north, as they say. So Tennessee is next. 7.5. That seems a little low to me.
I was going to say, they could probably do at least 8.
They got DeAndre Hopkins. Derrick Henry. You think they're going to go 7-10?
Again, if you look at their division.
Who's in that division? The weak one? Jacksonville? Indianapolis?
Colts? Houston?
I think they could go 8 or 9, honestly.
Right, yeah. I'm going to go over.
I'll go over on them, too, just because of Henry.
Right.
Okay.
Derrick Henry, big man. Yeah.
D-Hop.
All right, so here's my least favorite team. They're next. The Jets. The Jets are up. And if Aaron Rodgers couldn't handle the press in Green Bay, Wisconsin, leave me alone. I'm going into a dark cave for 4 days this offseason.
Yeah.
9.5 for the Jets. Remember, it's 17-game season. Can they go 10-7 with that defense and Aaron Rodgers?
I've loved Aaron Rodgers ever since he was under Jeff Tedford at Berkeley when he was at California, when he was a Golden Bear. I thought coming out of the draft, he was by far the best available quarterback. And the fact that the 49ers picked Alex Smith over him to me was a shot in the face because, you know, he was like Cal Berkeley is literally right there. So I thought that was a poor move by the 49ers back then going for Alex Smith. Mm-hmm. Who knows, maybe if he played quarterback under the same circumstances as Alex Smith, which is like the same offensive coordinator, he had like 9 or 10 offensive coordinators in his first 8 years. So they did everything they could to mess that guy up, Alex Smith.
Okay, but Rodgers is so soft, I'm sorry, that they brought in his offensive coordinator from Green Bay. So here's what happened. Green Bay's offensive coordinator was hired as the Denver coach. Denver S the bed last year, right? He's 4-13. They fired him. Then the Jets hired Nathaniel Hackett before they signed Rodgers because they wanted him, Rodgers, to be attracted to going to the Jets. And that's the only reason he went. And so, you know, I just think the media gets to him. I think they go 9-8. And so I'm going under at 9.5.
Yeah. For the Jets, it's, you know, for Sean Payton to say everything that he said as a coach was completely unprofessional. Just for those that don't know, he came out and he was talking about how horrible Hackett had coached Denver, how they were horrible. They were last in the league or close to last in the league at getting plays in. Talked about how much of a mess it was in the locker room. Talked about
in public.
Yeah, in public. With that being said, everything that he said, I said the day before. So you get some of these super teams where they go out, they spend
a lot.
So
he called you before he said that?
It was like he read my mind. He had ESPN. No, he, you know, it was unprofessional for him to say it. A head coach should never, and I'm all about, like, people saying what's on their mind. I just don't see why an NFL coach would go after another franchise or another NFL coach.
Right.
But we've seen it time and time again, you know, the 2000 Redskins when they went out and they got Bruce Smith, they got Dion, and it was crazy because that's exactly what Sean Payton was talking about. And myself and a buddy of mine were in the gym, and we were talking about it. At the end of the day, it's the Jets. And the Jets, and I've said it to you, the Cleveland Browns could literally pick up the 2011 Patriots, everybody where they were, put them in Cleveland, and, you know, they would win 5 games. So, like, until the Jets can prove as an organization that they're a winner, I know everybody's riding them this year, and there's a lot of hype, and
Yep.
It would probably be a safe bet to do the over, but until they prove anything to me, I'm going to go under on that.
Okay.
Next up is the Carolina Panthers. They drafted a rookie quarterback, and he has been named the starter. And they're at 7.5 wins. Mm-hmm. Well, what did they win last year? 5, 4, 3, 2.
One.
Yep.
They were the first pick, in the, or they traded up.
They're at 7.5?
They're at 7.5. With a rookie quarterback who's never taken a snap.
Nah, I'd have to go under.
Sounds like under.
Yeah. Under.
Under.
Under? Okay.
5.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah, they don't. They don't need much attention. The Colts themselves, they have this Anthony Richardson kid from Florida, who they're very high on, but the running back's holding out.
What's the line?
So I think that's why the line's only 6.5 for the Colts.
I just think
Peyton Manning.
Let's say over just because of Florida.
Good input, Jared.
That's exactly what I was thinking. And I'm being serious. I was thinking I like the Richardson kid. I just think
but Josh, he's a rookie.
Yeah. He's a freak too.
All freaks in the NFL.
Yeah. I mean, I think he could
ask Tim Tebow what happened when he tried to pull his stuff.
Well, he also had a 10-second release, so, you know.
Yeah, but he would run it, and Ray Lewis broke his ribs.
And then he still ran it.
It's true.
I'm going to go under on that just because, and here's why. Just because Jim Irsay is causing such a stir the running back out there.
Cokehead owner, yeah.
It's, I think, causing all that controversy and, you know, the underhanded business with hiring his friends, his coaches and all that stuff last year.
Who's their coach?
I'm not even sure.
Is it Jeff Saturday again?
Is it still him?
Yeah, I think he hired him.
Yeah, I know it was underhanded or a lot of people were a little confused by it, but
yeah.
I'm going to go under on them just because it sounds like they got a lot of locker room drama out there.
Yeah. What about Denver at 8.5? 4-13 last year. Sean Payton's running his mouth. He's got Russell Wilson, who's kind of soft.
So under.
I'm going to go over.
Really?
Over 8?
I don't think Russell Wilson is as bad as he played last year. And despite the fact that Sean Payton said all those things and it was unprofessional, everything he said was right.
You just like his wife.
I don't even
Ciara,
know his wife.
Ciara, the singer or whatever.
Oh, is that Sean Payton's wife?
Not Sean Payton, Russell Wilson.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right. Yeah.
Sean Payton be pulling if that was him.
I'm sure he could probably.
Probably. Okay. He makes 15.
If he could pull her, I'd say over. But
yeah, but yeah, right. Yeah, right.
If the coach is pulling Ciara, I'm going over.
Yeah, I'm going over every time.
But he's not.
His confidence isn't there.
So under. What about Miami at 9.5? If that guy can stop hitting his head against the ground.
That's a big if, though. That's a really big question mark.
9.5, you said?
9.5.
What did he do last year?
9-8 last year. And he didn't play in 5 games.
It's Florida. Let's give it a chance to say over.
Well, I think the odds
Most
are good
Most people
anyway.
Agree with that.
Yeah, I'd say over, yeah, regardless. Yeah.
I'm going to say they're going to win the AFC East over Buffalo, and I think they're going to win 12 games.
I'm going to go over on them with the caveat, you know, if Tua could stay, if he could stay healthy.
Yeah,
if he stays healthy. You could say that for any team, so.
Now, here comes an insult I see coming Josh's way. The New York Giants, who had their best year in a little bit last year, just signed their quarterback to $40 million a year for 4 years. That's $40 million a year for 4 years, $160 million. That's 7.5 wins. It's kind of insulting.
Yeah, insulting, you know, it would be that high.
Spoken like a true Patriot.
Oh, baby. Wait till we get to the Patriots. I'm going over on that one.
That's
for sure.
An easy over for me.
Is Saquon playing? He is, right?
Yeah. It ended up going from $10 million to $11 million with including incentives. I just think the tight end they got from the Raiders, Waller, you know, people that have been watching the camps have been saying that Danny Dimes has just been rifling the ball to him.
That's
nonstop.
Daniel Jones again, Daniel if you Jones. Don't know who that is.
I think they have a lot of slot receivers. It's like the team of slots. But
they have a good defense, too.
They have a solid defense, yeah. I mean, the corner could use some help. I think they could still use an animal at linebacker, but I think they're getting there. And I mean, don't discount Cole Beasley. You know, Cole Beasley was was a very good wide receiver just a few years ago with Brian Daboll as the quarterbacks coach out there, or I'm sorry, the coordinator out there. I'm gonna go easy over on that one. I'm gonna go 10 wins for them this year.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, we can agree over.
Yeah, I think so. I think the next team. We really don't care about, but Arizona's at 4.5. That's kind of embarrassing.
Jeez. They have a team?
They do. The Cardinals.
Beautiful stadium. One of the best stadiums I've ever been in.
Yeah, they hold the Super Bowls there. So 4.5.
Man,
Man, that's a little low to me. I'm going over. I think they win six games.
I was going to say six, at least.
Yeah, I'm going to go. 4.5 is just so low. It's just, you know, the odds are in your
favor.
That's
insulting.
Yeah.
That might be the lowest one on the board here.
I mean, hey, someone's got to do it.
I know, but still, the only reason they won four games last year is because Kyler Murray went down with an injury, which is the starting quarterback.
So wait a minute, you're saying that he's that much of a detriment to the team, or you're saying him getting injured is why they?
That's why
they lost so much.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. How about Baltimore at 10.5?
Oof.
Where is Baltimore, by the way? Is it Maryland or Virginia? Maryland.
Maryland.
Right?
Maryland. Maryland. Yeah. Maryland.
I was going to say, man, like
10.5. Are they going to win 11 games with Lamar Jackson getting that huge $260 million contract for 5 years?
I mean, I think in the NFL, the coaches count more than any other. Really,
great coach.
Any other
great
league.
Coach.
Incredible there. Coach. He's been there. He's won it. 10.5 is a lot of wins. They're not KC.
Yeah. I think all your points are valid. That's why I'm going under.
It's exactly. And
I'm going 10.
I think 10 wins is a really good number. But I wouldn't be surprised if they broke the 10.5. It's a really tough one. I'm going to go under on that one too.
Okay. Thoughts?
I think under. On the safe side. Under's on the safe side.
Yeah. Okay. The Washington. What are they called
the
now?
The Washington people.
The football team?
Commanders.
The
Commanders. Yeah. Yeah.
Commanders. Oh, is it
Commanders? I actually couldn't remember.
Yeah. They changed the name, right? No. Yeah. Commanders.
Right. So they're 6.5. Mm. Oof.
I'm going to say under because of the mascot change.
Really?
That's fair.
That's fair. They have new ownership.
Do they really?
Led by Magic Johnson. I'm a Celtic fan, so I'm going under.
What were they at?
6.5.
I'll go under.
I go under.
That's a really, really tough division. I mean, is the what do you think? AFC East or NFC East the toughest division in football? Or do you think there's another division outside of those two that's tougher?
Yeah, I think the AFC North is the toughest. But anyway.
I mean, what's the toughest division in the NFC? Got to be the East, right? It's between the East and West. It can't be the South or the North.
Why not? I'm just
kidding. We already talked about pretty much all the teams.
Yeah, the East, definitely. The Eagles in there. Eagles
the Eagles
best
are
team.
Always as much
the
as
Eagles the best team in football.
Yeah.
I hate to tell you that. Speaking of them, they're up next at 11.5 wins.
Mm.
They were 14-3 last year.
Oh.
Should have won the Super Bowl. And they added more players.
Man.
I think they could go. We said it was 11?
11.5.
I think they could.
You got to remember the half.
Well.
Yeah, so they got to win 12 wins or more.
I think they could go over, honestly.
Honestly?
Okay. I think they still have the momentum going for them.
I'm going to go over. I think they're going to win 12.
I'm not going over.
Yeah, you can.
I can't do it, and this is one where I'm just going to have to admit my bias. I know I'll admit that they realistically, that might be, if that's not the best organization in football. I mean, they like Jeffrey Lurie is such a good owner, the GM. It's funny too because if you ever want comedy gold, you got to listen to Philly Talk Radio because they absolutely hate ownership. They hate the GM. You know, they hate everybody on the team. They hate the coach.
And that's for all their teams, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. They hate their stars. They hated Lindros. They hated Mike Schmidt, arguably the greatest third baseman of all time.
Right.
They hated Charles Barkley. They really do hate everybody. It's just funny. They love them.
Wouldn't you if you lived in Philadelphia? No, I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Sorry, Philly fans.
Good food,
sorry,
though.
Philly. Great food.
Absolutely.
Food. Great food. Yeah. Great food. South Philly.
By the way, Josh is from South New Jersey, so it's right? Southern New Jersey?
Yeah.
So it's interesting, Philadelphia being right there. The hatred for Philadelphia. Really is interesting. He's how you became a Giant fan.
Yeah. I was raised by a Giant fan.
That's why. Okay. Yeah. How about the Rams at 6.5? Oof.
Are they that bad?
Stafford's bad. Back. Stafford's back.
Are they that bad? Are they a 6.5 win? Is a team that won the Super Bowl 2 years ago a 6.5 win team this year? Was the fire sale that bad?
No, I think they go over. I think they win 8 games.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with an over. I would agree. One. I don't think they're that bad. I don't think they're a 6.5 win team. I don't think they go. I don't think they go 6-11.
Okay, so next up is the Las Vegas Raiders, and this is kind of surprising. 6.5.
I think there's a lot of people who aren't big fans of
McDaniels.
Sorry. I think there's a lot of people who aren't.
Yeah, because he's a Patriot offensive coordinator and won 6 Super Bowls.
Well, no, I just think being objective, and I have no problem. I respect.
He's not a head coach.
It could just be like one of them, you know, North Turner guys back in the day. North Turner went everywhere as a coach and couldn't win, but he was an incredible coordinator. You never know. Now, technically, this is his third stint, right? Technically.
Well, he was a coordinator in St. Louis. He wasn't the head coach. He was Denver.
But didn't somebody else sign him and then he...
Colts, and then he...
Yeah, but he didn't actually coach a game.
No, they had a 5-hour meeting and gave him the highest paid assistant.
Yeah. 6.5, man. I love Jimmy G, though. I love that new stadium. I love that city.
Is he healthy?
That's a big if, too. And I think that's an if where, like, you could say an if about really anybody, any quarterback, but I think... If you're going to look at the quarterback positions and big ifs, you got to go with Tua and you got to go with Jimmy G. Can they stay healthy?
Okay. This shocks me. The next one, no offense to the city of Cleveland, but 9.5 wins.
Under.
What have they done lately? What have they ever done?
I mean, you got to go back.
Not the city, just the football team.
Yeah. Nothing against the city. It's just as a franchise, they're just not good. I'm going easy under on them.
I think that's an easy under.
Yeah.
You guys too? Okay. The Saints, all of a sudden, 9.5 wins. With Derek Carr there now.
The Saints, though?
The Saints. Can they win 10 games in that division?
That's the best thing they have going for them. Can we agree that that's the worst division in football?
Yes.
Then, yeah.
I'm going over with 10 slightly.
I'll agree with you on that. I'll go over.
Okay. Next team, over. I mean, wait. New England, 7.5. What an insult. Over. Way over. Big surprise this year.
They could do more than 7, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, in the last 20 years, there's no other organization in sports that you can compare to that.
You got
the best coach of all time.
And then you got Bill O'Brien back. And
former Penn State guy.
Yeah, so there's another reason why. I'm going over.
Yeah, I'm definitely going over.
Yeah, you're definitely going over.
Yeah, yeah, 7's okay. A little low.
I mean, Bill Belichick could have you as quarterback, and I would go over.
Maybe by the grace of God, they'll have some ginormous contract bring Tom Brady back. Just one more time.
By the way, they're honoring him before the first game. They're going to unveil a statue. Everyone's going to be real happy, and then they play the Eagles. So, you know, it's not going to be there.
Great start.
I don't know about the ending.
I mean, if it is a great ending, though, what a start to the year.
Oh, well,
For everybody. Me, with the Phillies.
Me and, you know, Marco. Okay, Houston, 6.5. We got 3 teams left.
Under.
Rookie quarterback. No, you don't think 7? No.
Nah, I'm going to go under on Houston. Even though it's a bad division, it's really bad organization.
Rookie coach. Yeah, under, because Colin Cowherd said over, and I'm not a fan of his. Sorry, Colin, if you're listening in Los Angeles.
7.5?
6.5. Houston. Rookie quarterback, rookie
under.
Coach. Under. Okay. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Ooh, what are they at?
6.5. Baker Mayfield's your quarterback, though.
My bias for Florida?
Over, right?
I would go over. I would go over 6 for sure.
Yeah, I'm gonna go over. I think that's a little low.
They get to play Atlanta and Carolina, you know, 2 times each. I'm gonna go over.
Yeah, and lastly, the Cincinnati Bengals. They're quite high at 11.5. Ooh,
probably a little too high.
Yeah. Joe Burrow just got carted off the field a couple days ago.
I know.
Ago.
Yeah,
is
that's
he gonna,
too high.
Is he going to
–
he'll
so
be
he
ready.
He missed 2 games.
He's a great last name, by the way. I love that last name.
It's the greatest last – yeah, Burrow, yeah.
Almost as good if it had the S at the end.
I know. Something happened there. I don't know. His family came with Mayflower. Something happened. They missed the S, you know. It sucks. I'll talk to him about it, though.
We'll yeah, definitely. I'm going to go under.
I'm going to go under on that, too.
11 and 6, not 11 and a half. 11 and 6.
I'm going to go under on that, too. Great quarterback. I would say, would you say he's the second best quarterback in the league?
100%.
Yeah. I'm still going to go under on that just because he may not be there for two games.
And you talk about him getting hurt, right? He's up for the next big contract, mm-hmm. right? And so you talk about the NFL where they have these non-guaranteed contracts and guys get hurt. What sport puts your health at risk more? You know, they can just, if you read these contracts, I said 5 years, 262, but I think only 100 for that quarterback on the Chargers. I think only 140 is guaranteed if he gets hurt. So they're kind of misleading. Unlike baseball,
yeah.
where you just fart around and just make $40 million.
And that's if you want to make the biggest argument for communism versus capitalism, baseball, everything's guaranteed. Baseball, everything's guaranteed.
The biggest argument.
I mean, you look at the product that baseball puts out. As a baseball fan, I mean, I would say hockey puts out a better product. I don't know if basketball does. I would say they're both kind of close. But
basketball puts out a global product, so they're really big in China.
But is it a quality product?
Well, I don't know. You've got all of the whole world. You know, you got the best players in the world. Are now playing in the NBA.
Yeah.
Right? It's from all over.
So that's a good point. So you are pulling, as far as the competition, it's the stiffest competition, smallest roster size. So that's a good point, too.
Yeah, you're
I still think football puts out the best product.
Definitely.
The team 100%. That they, like, it's, you know, every given Sunday or any given Sunday could be your last day. I mean, it could be your last win.
Yeah, I think that's patented. You can't say that.
I was saying, great movie, by the way.
Yeah, it was a movie. Can he
great
say?
Great speech. Pacino.
Pacino?
Yeah.
Whew.
LL Cool J
was in that. That's right. Yeah. Great.
Cameron Diaz.
Yeah, I wouldn't know who she is.
Really?
For the record.
For the record. Just for the record. So yeah, those are our picks for the NFL. We're gonna go back and at the end of the year see who.
See what happens.
Yeah, let's revisit them.
Revisit them and
came out with the most W's.
It'd be interesting during the year to see where they're at. You know, like you said, over and there's
we could do like a halfway meeting. Yeah. Like see how it's going so far.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. But yeah, that's all we got for football right now.
Halfway when the Giants already are over.
Yeah.
Probably the Patriots.
Do you agree that the Patriots will be 6-2 probably by then? I would say so.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Halfway point. Yeah, it's possible.
It's possible. Yeah.
I think they're going to take it all the way.
Yeah.
How'd you enjoy your Basin cigar?
It was fantastic. Really was. There's no bad aftertaste, right?
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of these you get the bad aftertaste. I don't know. How much do those cost usually around?
13 for that size.
Really?
Yeah,
that's a good price.
Very good price.
What size was that?
That was the Toro.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so 13 for the Toro. If you get a short Robusto, it's $11.50.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had a friend of mine say that, you know, he loves smoking cigars, but he just hates the fact that he tastes them for the next couple of days, and maybe he just wasn't smoking a Basin cigar.
That's absolutely the fact.
That is a fact right there. How'd you like yours?
It's good. Unfortunately, with this cigar, it's one of those that does have the aftertaste, but I do enjoy the Julius Caesar. Of the Diamond Crown line, I always tell them I only smoke the Julius Caesar when it comes to Diamond Crown. So appreciate it. Good pick.
You guys, what did you smoke?
He smoked the Besa.
Yeah.
Obviously. How'd you like the United?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Smooth flavor. It does have a little aftertaste, but it's not too bad.
Yeah, you owe me one of those now. That's mine. But yeah, I appreciate you guys for coming on, and then we're going to do a couple follow-ups here, see how
Thank
we're
you,
doing,
yeah.
and then leave a comment, too, what you guys think, you know, if we're way off or if you think you agree with us. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you stay updated with when we upload new episodes. And go to our link tree as well. All our social media is on there. But thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Right. See you.